listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today, I want to talk to you about fading glory and talk to you from Exodus chapter 34. Now, we're going to read three verses, and it's a little bit longer, verses 33 through 35 of Exodus chapter 34. Here we go. And when Moses had finished speaking with them, he put a veil on his face. But whenever Moses went in before the Lord to speak with him, he would take the veil off until he came out. And he would come out and speak with the children of Israel, whatever he had been commanded. And whenever the children of Israel saw the face of Moses, that the skin of Moses' face shone, then Moses would put the veil on his face again until he went in to speak with the Lord. When Moses came down from Mount Sinai, fresh from his amazing encounter with God, the impact on his life was more than spiritual. There was also a physical impact. His face shone with an intense radiance. Exodus chapter 34 tells us that Moses didn't even know that his face shone this way, but the people of Israel knew it. In fact, Exodus 34 tells us that when they saw Moses and his shining face, fresh from the radiance of God, they were afraid, and they didn't want to come near him. In the last part of our passage, the Hebrew verb for shone literally means shot forth beams. The word is also related to a Hebrew noun for a horn. Because of this, the Latin Vulgate mistranslated this verb as having horns. And so in most medieval works of art, Moses wears a small pair of horns on his head. Anyway, Moses, with a shining face and no horns, reported to the people everything that the Lord told him. Once Moses made that report, he then did something curious. Moses put a veil over his shining face. Now, we could easily assume that Moses wore the veil so that the people wouldn't be afraid to come near him, that it was to protect them from seeing the shining face of Moses. But in the book of 2 Corinthians, God explained the real purpose of the veil. It wasn't to hide the shining face of Moses, but to hide the fading glory of his face. Moses wore a veil because his glory faded. This is how Paul said it in 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 13. Moses, who put a veil over his face so that the children of Israel could not look steadily at the end of what was passing away. The old covenant had a glory, but it was a fading glory. God didn't want people to see the fading glory of the old covenant and lose confidence in Moses. So under God's leading, Moses put the veil over his face. This is consistent with what we read in Exodus chapter 34. Moses came down with a shining face and didn't put the veil on until he had spoken to the people, reporting all that the Lord had told him on Mount Sinai. Then he put the veil on to hide the fact that the glory was fading. The old covenant was great and glorious, but it looks pretty pale in comparison to the new covenant. A bright autumn moon may look beautiful and seem to light up the night, but it's nothing compared to the noonday sun. As good as the old covenant was, it is nothing compared to the brightness of the new covenant. When we try to make our own way before God, we trust in the same principle at work in the old covenant. When we trust in who Jesus is for us, and what he did for us, then we live under the new covenant. Don't put your trust in a fading glory.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.